time for Kaleidoscope, and today we get to talk with Rod Hamilton with the Mountain Lake EDA. How are you this morning?
Steve, I'm doing great. Life is good, I tell you.
You know, we always enjoy talking with you because you bring such enthusiasm, not only to your job, but just to life in general. You really have a good outlook.
You know what? Thank you for that. I tell you, every single one of us are here only for a short moment in time, if you truly think about it. So we better make the most of it.
Amen to that. And you definitely are. The EDA, you guys are cranking things up in Mountain Lake.
You know what? I tell you, I'm having the time of my life. I'm in a very good place. I tell you, you and I were talking before we got on here about being grandparents, right? Lenny and I are new grandparents, and it's the best club to be in. And it's just that excitement and enthusiasm that can also glean out of this role as the EDA, part-time, I'll say, the part-time EDA director here for our beautiful community of Mountain Lake. I've just been having a blast. And some of the things that we're currently working on, we'll just give you a recap of some of the things that we've been doing and updating your listeners on. You know, the hotel's open. I toured that. It's going to be opening today, I believe. I took a tour of that. It's a beautiful, beautiful facility. And so we've completed that against many odds, maybe not all odds, but that took a lot longer than I had hoped for. But we are crossing the finish line, so that's fantastic. We also have the fire hall. The buildings are up. It's going to go really quickly here. I know that the developer is going to be down. I'm meeting with them on a completely separate issue, but they're going to be down here this afternoon. So that won't be long, and that'll be completed. I know the city has also completed the new long overdue utilities building, so that's going up nicely. But you know, some of the projects that were absolutely the most enjoyable. We have, I really enjoy doing this. We have a young entrepreneur. I think we talked about this in the past, but he actually went to high school with my children. So, you know, they're adults, of course, but, you know, when we get to be this age, you still think of them as kids, even though they're not. But,
you always right? do. Yep, that's right.
I know. I mean, no disrespect whatsoever. But so Ben Raby, he has a company called Dirtworks, and it's going very, very well. And he actually bought some ground here going east out of town on 3rd Avenue out past Milk Specialties and Balzer's. And so he bought some ground out there. If you drive out that way, you'll see the dirt work that's been done, the gravel that's been hauled in, leveled off for the parking lot. And I talked to Ben yesterday, and they're moving forward. He wants to be pouring concrete here yet this year and put that shop and office building up. So that's really cool watching that go up. Another fun one we recently worked on is, if you remember the flower shop, and I always laugh about this. I say, you look up tenacious or tenacity in the dictionary, you're going to see Jessica, the owner of the flower shop. She's fantastic. And it's been going really well. And in fact, the building literally right next door to the flower shop came up for sale. They jumped on that, and they are now in the process of remodeling that because they need more room. They have a T-shirt business and, of course, the gifts and the flowers, and it's been going well. So they purchased that building, so watch that come online, too. She's got some great ideas, and so let's continue having those conversations as you and I visit here as well so that we can promote their endeavor because it's really fun to see small businesses like that do well in our community and to see them grow. And it's just a beautiful thing. So that was a fun one to work on. We got another exciting one. Again, young entrepreneurs. There's going to be, it's called Solera Studio, and it's going to be Hot Pilates and Sauna. They are fixing that up. So I'll be watching for that. I'll keep everybody updated when that's going to open. But that's exciting. Working with what else do we have going on? The 12-unit apartment complex, the concrete is poured now. They're waiting on some inspections. And so that they can backfill, you know, the state inspector has to come in, or the city inspector, to make sure that they can backfill, check the concrete and everything. So that keeps moving forward. We received that direct appropriation, $3 million direct appropriation from directly from the state through their capital investment bill. $2 million of that's going to be used to expand what we call Lakeview Estates, put in more lots out there because our new housing area is filling up. We're running out of lots, so we're going to be expanding that. Thank you to Senator Weber for championing that, and Representative Schumacher. We were able to get that direct appropriation to do that. In fact, I was talking with the city administrator. We're just trying to put a number to it. The city of Mountain Lake, you know, over the last couple of years, have received somewhere around $6 million of outside dollars in the form of grants. Yeah, right.
That's huge.
And it's all about knowing where to go, and that's where we work very, very closely. We got a fantastic team over here. That's what it's all about. Working with, Tabitha, working with Michael, our city administrator. Of course, city council is fantastic. They support economic development in a big way. Our EDA board is made up of some tremendous people. And so collectively, we work on this. We got a great team. And like I said, one of our big things is trying to attract outside money to our community. And so I'm really proud to say we received about $6 million in grants. And we also work very, very closely with Southwest Regional Development, with Southwest Initiative Foundation. And I haven't added it up yet, but now that you and I are talking, I'm going to do that because they have been absolutely instrumental in helping out with gap financing. That gives the EDA dollars a lot more room that we can do more projects by capturing these outside monies. And so that's just been a great relationship, too. And now what we're working on, trying to gear up for next year. This isn't going to happen this year as far as you're not going to see any dirt moving on this project. But we're working very, very closely with the federal EDA, and we're pursuing a grant with that for some needs that we have by area businesses for warehouses and distribution centers and various things there. So it is my goal to be able to bring those projects to fruition next year. So it's always nice having something in the pipeline. It's my hopes that every single year you're going to see dirt flying over here in Mountain Lake as long as I'm in this position. So that's what we got going on.
Did you give us an update on the fire hall?
Well, the fire hall, yeah. You know, it's all up. That's been the developer of the fire hall. I'm actually meeting with them this afternoon. It's on something completely unrelated, but they're coming down. They're working very closely with the city. I know both buildings are up. The roofs are on them. The insulation's in. They're working very closely with the state and the city inspectors on that. It's all engineered. It's all will meet or exceed, you know, the rules, the regulations, the inspection criteria for a Class 2 building. And so that's going to be, I don't have a date for you, but that's getting closer and closer as we speak. So I've also already been called, because the old fire hall, once it's decommissioned, or the first responders building, Tabitha and I have already been contacted by interested buyers on that, because I believe the city, I've been talking very, very nicely to them, so I believe the city is actually going to allow the EDA to take ownership of that. And then the EDA, like I said, we've already been contacted by two people that are interested in purchasing that. Once that building's decommissioned for its current usage. And then, you know, the other thing, too, when the utilities building is completed, I think it'll be September or October when they'll decommission the existing utilities building. And so we are very close close discussions with the city about what's going to happen to that building. And so if anybody has any interest, business ideas or whatever the case may be, if you're interested in the old utilities building, give us a call. Reach out to us, and And like I said, we're working, the EDA board is working very, very close with city council and city administrator to figure out what we're going to do with that building, too. And I've already got a few ideas, a few people that have called, but I really like receiving, additional information, additional ideas, and additional interest.
You know, I remember, Rod, a couple of years ago when you said, once things start happening, they kind of snowball. And I think today we're seeing that snowball really is rolling downhill. There's projects going on everywhere.
Well, you know, it's so true. And no matter what it is that you're working on, you know, I used to be in the livestock. That was my professional career for so long, working in the pork industry. And that was back in the mid-90s. I was director of business development. And once you're able to enter into a contract relation with one person and it went very well, all of a sudden another one was interested, and then another one and another one. And it just feeds off of itself, and you're able to build something great, you know. And so it's that same concept here in Mountain Lake, a different entity or a different thing that we're actually focused on. But the concept is the same. Once you're able to convince people that Mountain Lake is the place to be, and you're going to get assistance here and everything else, all of a sudden people talk, and one thing happens and another, and then pretty soon you got four projects going on in a little community like Mountain Lake, and you have more to follow. And so it's constantly doing that, so you always have something in the pipeline, and we're working on stuff for next year already.
Well, it is an exciting time, that's for sure. All right, Rod, and again, we need to come back around to you're available to help people, point them in the right direction, no matter where they're at in the process.
You know, thank you for bringing that up. I mean, that's why Tabitha and I are here. You know, we're here as resources. If you have an idea, you're the entrepreneur, you're the business owner, so you're in full control of your own project. What Tabitha and I do is we assist you. And if you need help figuring out how to put together a business plan or to raise the dollars necessary, that's why we're here. And we not only just operate within Mountain Lake, you know, as far as the resources here, but we got resources all over the state and even out in the federal government. So come to us and we'll help you out.
Very good. All right, Rod, anything else quick before we got to let you go?
Well, I always say thank you to you and your team. I was able to talk to Laura, the boss, we all know,
and
before I talked to you, and so that was always a pleasant conversation. I'd rather talk to her, just so you know, Steve. You're a great guy, but I'm teasing.
I'm used to it.
I really appreciate everything you guys do.
Well, we appreciate your time, too. So, well, thank you for talking with us today.
All right, my friend. Have a great day.
All right, you as well. That is Rod Hamilton with the Mountain Lake EDA, and that will do it for Kaleidoscope this morning on KDOM.